Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John Dickinson is coming to us live from Dallas, and I told you that we would play his theme song, but it just feels inappropriate having heard that from Steve Kerr. So, John, we'll do it hopefully in the NBA Finals when we're ready to have a little bit more fun. But that is fantastic what Steve Kerr said. Very powerful moment in the room, and I'm guessing you were in there for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And helping to turn that around for our social media team as well to get it posted quickly. And I echo what Ray had to say. I'm glad we played it in its entirety. There's nothing that I could have said that he didn't say any better. And, you know, I like everybody, has just been sick the better part of the entire day by the events that went on here in the state of Texas, and now 18 dead. It's just absolutely catastrophically horrific. And yeah, there are a lot of people that aren't really totally locked into to thinking about and talking about basketball tonight. So well said by everybody, and obviously we'll try to move on and talk about the game, I suppose, but I think it's really good that we're acknowledging that in the manner that Steve Kerr put it out there.
And for those who want to say, what has Steve Kerr done in his life to be qualified to talk about that? Well, his father was killed by gunfire, straight up assassinated. And I dropped off both my kids in preschools today. And when you become a father, you start thinking about these things. When you become a parent, you start looking at things differently, and it's absolutely disgusted. It's disgusting what has happened. And the fact that Steve Kerr called everybody out, called a few people out by name, I think is fantastic. He is right, though. We will go play as if nothing happened. It is what we do as a society, and there is a bit of shame attached to it, I think. And it's also what we do. So let's talk a little bit about what is going to happen here tonight. It's a stranglehold, obviously, JD, that the Warriors have. Are you looking at Dallas body language in a way that makes you think they're going to ball their fist and throw their best punch possible? Or do you think it'll be a little bit more like the way their post-game press conference sound after game three, where everyone basically seemed to say, hey, we're young, we're trying, we're learning an awful lot, we'll get them next year, when this year ain't even over yet?
Yeah, I think the first quarter tonight is going to tell the story as to whether those feelings from Sunday night post game are still there, or whether or not they've got some fight left in them to the tune of what maybe the Memphis Grizzlies had after they got down 3-1 playing a game at home where they blew the Warriors out, or the Nuggets when they got down in the same position 3-0 at home in the first round and they played a pretty good game to stay alive and stave off elimination for at least a couple of more days. I think the Mavs are the tell. If they are even half into it, I think the Warriors are going to sink their teeth into that as an opportunity. I really don't know what to expect from the Warriors. 8 days off versus 6 days off, I'm not sure that really matters all that much. They have tended to not play well once they know they have a series in hand and they have that one game, shall we say, to play with a little bit. They've played with it when they've been in that position. So is tonight different with the NBA Finals on the line? Your guess is as good as mine on that one, but I do think Dallas and the way they come out will be as big a factor as anything. If they aren't fully set on saving themselves tonight, then I think the Warriors would put them away, even if it's not the most well-played game by the Warriors.
Dallas's biggest failing in this series, at least to my way of thinking, is their absolute abandonment of playing defense inside the arc. The Warriors are shooting 60% in this series, you know, outside of threes. They've owned the boards. Do they have a move left, or based on the fact that they love to take threes and they've loved to take it all year long, are they just resigned to the fact that the Warriors are going to own everything inside 15 feet again?
Yeah, I think they need to. I don't think they have a move left to answer that question first. I think they're going to keep casting off, and I think they're going to keep trying to run the Warriors off the three-point line. But there's got to be a little bit more resistance or physicality once the Warriors do get inside the paint, because that's where it really has been lacking from the Dallas side of things. I think they've been relatively happy with their three-point defense, but it's come at the expense of, like you're saying, the 60% from two, and even better than that at times once you get into the paint. So I think no move left. I think they're hoping they come out and the open threes are hitting early, and maybe the Warriors sort of pack it in, kind of like they did in Memphis when they got hit with that barrage in Game 5. But no, I don't think tactically there's anything in the bag other than just trying to defensively play a little bit more forcefully once the Warriors are off the three-point line and trying to attack inside.
Time now for tonight's injury report, brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. I'm guessing, JD, nothing has changed. We got Otto Porter Jr. out tonight with left foot soreness. No Gary Payton II, Andre Iguodala, both remain shelved.
That's it. And the Warriors exercising caution, although Steve Kerr did say this morning at shoot-around that Otto Porter's foot still sore. So they're going to hold him out and give him either the 8 days if they win, but at a minimum they wanted to make sure they could give him today and tomorrow to give him a better shot of maybe playing in Game 5 if Game 5 is deemed necessary by the end of the evening. So I would say I would expect a little Kuminga tonight with Porter out if Steve Kerr wants to extend the rotation. Kuminga got his first meaningful run in the Denver series when the Warriors were up 3-1, and then was able to have a nice little stretch from there where he played a little bit. I think this is a nice window with the 3-0 lead and Porter out. Somebody has to play some of those minutes. I think we probably see a little Jonathan Kuminga for the first time.
JD has the post game tonight along with Whitey, and I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you're talking about a win and getting ready for game one of the NBA Finals, even though there's no clue as to who the Warriors would be waiting for. JD, thank you very, very much for joining us.
You got it, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.